Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. And file under, you wouldn't be up to them. Francis Norton, what happened? Arnott's, that wonderful apartment store on Henry Street in Dublin.
Yes. Well, we were all set for a lovely day. Myself and my two friends, one of which is getting married in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Pre-booked a lovely wedding day perfume experience for the three of us. And we arrived all happy at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And we're told to sit down. And we were seated on three bar stools. And in front of us were three little...
This is the Joe Malone concession in Arnott's, isn't it?
Yeah,
to have a space.
Sure,
like
say.
Yeah.
So we sat down and there was three lovely little velvet black pouches in front of us. And not taken away from the girls working there, were lovely and they're only under instructions. But we were told quite clearly to take off all our jewellery, our rings, watches, bracelets, and put them in the black velvet pouches and place them into our handbags.
Yeah.
So we did. Then subsequently, throughout the lovely experience, my handbag was robbed from under my bum, basically. And...
How did it get your handbag from under your bum?
Well, we were all sitting there. I thought the best course of action was to literally sit on my handbag and wedge it between myself and the back of the stool. And there was a lot of leaning over involved to smell the different perfumes, etc.
Okay.
And according to CCTV, it happened all very quickly, apparently, but my handbag was literally swiftly stolen within a matter of seconds, I think.
And did you feel the handbag being...
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I don't know how I didn't, but these people are quite skilled at what they do. So apparently we could have been being watched, you wouldn't know. But as it stands, my handbag is gone, jewellery, cards, makeup, but most importantly, my five rings, my wedding ring, engagement ring, eternity ring, my dead grandmother's ring, everything is gone.
And
everything.
Your point is, they're invaluable, those rings you talk about, they would not have been in your handbag only for the process at the Joe Malone stand, is for you to take off all your jewellery and put it in your handbag. Did they offer to take the handbag and put it behind the counter, or is there such a place as behind the counter?
No safe place was offered to us. And what's more frustrating is, this is an experience you have to pre-book.
Yeah.
So we could have been told at the time of booking that we would have had to take off our rings and all our valuables, so leave them at home.
Okay.
But not once were we told. I've never been on one of these experiences before. This is my first time. So I didn't know. If I had have known that I would have had to take off my rings, I would have left them at home.
Yeah.
But we were never told this in advance.
So
we were never offered a place.
So you're in shock, your handbag. How soon after the handbag being snatched did you realise?
Oh, immediately. I ran up to the security man who was facing the door.
Did you see who did it?
Onto Henry Street. I didn't, but the CCTV got it.
And was it, insofar as you can tell us, was it male, female, age?
Well, if I'm allowed to say, I think it was a female.
Yeah, okay, you can.
That
only narrows it down to 50% of this 7 billion of us on Earth. But so, and any idea the age group?
I wouldn't know that. The guards and the security would definitely know, because I understand that this person is familiar on the circuit and in that area.
Yeah.
And it's probably not the first time this person has offended. So,
and did you do what the Gardaí? No, jewellery, they would keep jewellery, that's the problem. Did you do what the Gardaí normally recommend, is you search all the rubbish bins in Henry Street and Moore Lane and...
No. Well, we didn't personally. Now, to add insult to injury, I'm actually in a boot at the moment with torn ligaments, so I couldn't physically even run around the local area and check the bins, which just makes matters worse. But no, we didn't do that, but the guards assured us. Now, the guard in question is being quite proactive about this, so they're dealing with it from their end. But from my end...
What did Joe Malone or Arnott say?
They were, in fairness, the girls were in shock themselves, and they did offer a cup of coffee and stuff, but that's pretty much it, like nothing else.
And did they?
So at the moment, I'm at a loss.
Did anyone indicate that it happened before, Francis?
No, they didn't indicate that happened before, but I understand that the person who took my bag has done this before in the area and is known to possibly the security around the area. So I don't know.
Okay.
It's more frustrating that this person got in the first place. And not only that, but my rings would have been safer. Like, say if I was walking down Henry Street...
Now, many shops...
I wouldn't have had the rings in the bag, you know?
Okay.
They're only in my bag because I was told to take them off.
But many of the big stores, from Debenhams to BT's to Arnott's and Cleary's, when they were there, you often see these concessions, you know, Ted Baker and all the different Karen Mullen, which is now going, unfortunately. But they, a lot of them do this type of nail bar and perfume and fragrances and creams. What is their policy when they ask you to take your rings off?
That's the thing, I don't know. I just was speaking to a friend who had the same experience up on BT's, and they were told to leave their rings in the pouch at their hand on the counter. But for some reason, the Arnott's policy seems to be to put them in your handbag, because but you'd imagine the security there would be sufficient enough, if you're going to be told to put them in a handbag, that the security would be able to deal with scenarios like that. But I don't know.
By the way, was the handbag in any way distinctive, colour or shape or logo?
It was just a nude kind of salmon coloured rectangular shaped handbag with a large strap on it. And it was Warehouse brand. It said Warehouse on the inside. It wasn't an expensive handbag.
But was there ID belong to you inside?
And there was two cards, a credit card and a debit card. And cash.
Have they anything been used since, the credit card, debit card?
No, well, thank God we got there quick enough. My husband rang and cancelled the cards. Yeah. But it's just so frustrating.
And when is the wedding on? I know it's not your wedding, but
it's not my wedding, but it's on in October.
Okay.
It's just, what's more annoying is, as part of the experience, the whole idea is the bride gets her arm rubbed with creams and all that kind of thing. Yeah. But myself and the other girl didn't get our hands or arms touched throughout the whole process. So
you need not have taken off your rings.
Exactly.
Jewelry.
That just makes it worse again.
Okay, Frances.
We'll put
the word out, and it's a lesson to other people as well.
Because it seems to be a new thing to do. Yeah,
and they were obviously watching. You wouldn't be up to them, as they say.
Could have been. I know my rings are 11 years old, but that doesn't take away from how important they were to me. Yeah. But imagine if that was my friend who's getting married in 2 months with a brand new engagement ring on her finger. It could have been a hell of a lot worse, but it still doesn't make it any better. But, you know, a lot of girls are going for this experience.
Yeah, it's a warning to people.
Lesson learned.
Go for the experience if you want, but do protect your belongings. Frances Norton, thanks indeed, Frances. 51551.